wanted to kind of finish the sugya and move on from this set of marmakomos, I guess, and get ready for the next marmakomos. So I know some guys aren't here, but figure better to have this year and move on. So we just left off with our discussion at the end of shiur the other day. We were talking about the tefillin boxes. So we had a machlokas Sammy and Yoshua, which would be the din by the tefillin, you know, not the box, so the tefillin, but the case that you put the tefillin in. And this, I think, is a simple read of the Gemara. It seems to be the Shulchan Aruch and Nosa Kalim's read of the Gemara, but Adam pointed out there's a Meiri that does not learn the Gemara this way. But the simple read of the Gemara is that you actually have something that's for protection. Then the halacha would be, it's not considered tashmishei kedusha, even though otherwise it would be considered tashmishei kedusha. Whereas, it has to be something that brings kavod and glory to the item in order to be considered tashmishei kedusha. So that led to our discussion on tefillin boxes. What should be the halacha by the tefillin boxes? Because the tefillin boxes, one might argue, are specifically to give shmira, to protect the tefillin. Now, even if you go with that approach, so the Mishnah Brura, I sent to you guys, I don't know if everyone got to see it, but the Mishnah Brura brings down, based on how different Mishonim learned the Gemaras, but basically says a klal, this is in Siman Kufdun Dalid, Sivkot Nyud Dalid, and the Mishnah Brura lays out that if you have something that is for protection but also gives some kavod, then it has to be touching. If it's touching, it's considered tashmishei kedusha. Whereas if something is totally brings kavod, so then it doesn't even have to be touching directly. That's what Mishnah Brura says. So if you just go like that, so how would you look at the tefillin boxes? So the tefillin boxes, I don't know if it's pure. Guys were raising this issue. I don't know if it's pure shmira. Some people have the silver boxes. Even if you have the non-silver boxes, they're still a little nice. They still make, still gives the tefillin a nice look. Gives it some kavod when you put the tefillin away. It's not just some kind of piece of whatever material. It's made nicely. So it does seem to be in this category. And then for the Mishnah Brura, one would have to treat it as tashmishei kedusha. Pushing it even further, the Be'er Halacha here says that according to the Gra, anything that has direct contact with kedusha, even if it's for shmira, would be considered tashmishei kedusha. So for the Gra, this for the Be'er Halacha, according to the Gra, would certainly be a problem. Even if you want to say it's pure shmir and you didn't want to argue that there's kavod involved, it would be considered tashmishei kedusha. And therefore, with Segun Natan, if you consider tashmishei kedusha, which again seems to be the Mishnah Brura, even it's hard to say that it's pure shmir. There is something we do make, and even if it was pure shmir, we'd have the Be'er Halacha. So there's a lot of indication to say that the tefillin cases should be tashmishei kedusha, in which case it should not be. It should not be used. That's what comes up in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about how it's mutter, it's usser, and that seems to be saying that you shouldn't use these things for non-kedusha uses, or non-tashmishei kedusha uses. So it would appear that you can't, some people use like the stone box as a shtender for their sitter, so it would appear that one that would not be an appropriate thing to do. Because it's not, it's tashmishei kedusha you can't just use for whatever you want.
Does that make the bag not?
Oh, hold on, we're getting to the bag. Yes.
So if the boxes are like broken, like some people continue to use them, because like they still work, but they're a little broken, or if they're like old and like the paint starts to run out, those feel like they're just touching the
kedusha. Right, could it lose its status as touching the kedusha? Right. Right, Adam, you hear Adam saying that time? If the halacha is that when you're done with tashmishei kedusha, so that's what the Gemara says you have to bury tashmishei kedusha, and or the Gemara talks about mitpacho sefer Torah. The Gemara talks about the like the things, the cloths around the sefer Torah. So the cloths around the sefer Torah, it says when they wear out, you have to bury them, and the Gemara talks about using it to bury a mace.
Right. Some people use like full boxes at like the top half separated from the.
Yeah, I understand, but once it was tashmishei kedusha, so the halacha seems to be even if it breaks or wears down or whatever it might be, that still requires
to be treated. To
use it as a. Well, I don't know what the problem is to use it. If it serves its function, it's still okay. Yeah.
Is this a. That question basically related to what I was asking after Shir, like yesterday about the. Like, there's a another stage to the use of to add to the mitzvah, like the bookmark. So like
right.
Once there's a delay, does
right, but we don't see.
It
doesn't seem to be. Right.
Doesn't seem.
Yeah. To be. Yeah.
How about that little box you put directly onto the.
So that. That might be Shmira, just Shmira. So according to the Ber Halacha, it would be a problem. It would be Tashmi Shekidusha, according to everyone else. Maybe you're right. Maybe that box would be. Would not be Tashmi Shekidusha. Okay. Good.
So what's the reason of the Ber Halacha?
So that's what Adam was saying the other day, that the Meiri seems to say that Shmira is kavod, and anytime even that's what the Marat Havamina, that just Shmira Kamashblan, any Shmira is always going to be kavod. The Be'er Halacha, I was just trying to look in the Gra. It's not clear where the Be'er Halacha is coming from here. Not exactly clear. Could be that he learned in the Gemara that direct contact just automatically means Tashmish Kedusha, and the context, the case where the Gemara, the Havamina by Shmira, what was that case? So that case was, what was it? Zvilei Dechumshi. So what is Zvilei Dechumshi? Some kind of bag. Sounds like there's direct contact there, so maybe he actually is learning like that Meiri that Adam pointed out. Not totally sure where the Gra is coming from, but that would be interesting if he did learn the Gemara that way. Okay, so that's just to conclude that discussion a little bit. One other point halach lemaisa I wanted to bring out that I didn't mention. So the covers for the bima. So the Gemara discusses a bima and the cover for the bima. So the cover for the bima is for sure tashmish kedusha. The Gemara assumes. What does the Gemara say about the bima itself? And then they realize, also, why? All right, so the post can point out, nowadays, do we ever, could be a lot of places, like a regular shul, is this Torah ever directly on the shulchan? Or is always, there's always a cover on? Almost always a cover. So the post can point out, maybe nowadays the halacha will be different, like I sent you to the Rush and the Korban Asana over there. You see, the cases the Gemara describes are not set in stone. The Gemara is describing what was happening in those days. You always have to reassess in terms of Kedusha, Tashmish to Tashmish, what it is it direct contact, is it not direct contact, etc. That always has to be assessed in every situation that arises. But the cover itself is Tashmish Kedusha, and therefore, Chorot should be a problem to do some things that we do on the cover. People put Siddurim on the cover, people put the Tzedakah box, people put lean on it, do all kinds of things. It's not really considered should be a problem. So the post can point out that, well, we mentioned last time that you can make a tanai in Tashmish Kedusha. That's what the Rama talks about by the tefillin bags. So you are make a tanai as long as it's not a tashmish ganai. And the post can point out that we have a concept that sometimes we say we assume that the community. The Lashon of the post community is based in, but we assume the community had a Tanai in mind. The community didn't want to set up a situation where people are going to be doing an Isser. And if it becomes common practice that people leave the Siddurim on the Bima, so then we can assume that when the community made this cover for the table, for the Shulchan, so they had in mind that people would be able to leave Siddurim there. Now, how far do you take that? I'm not sure. You know, we're okay with leaving Siddurim. Or Nemetzal quotes from Shlomo Zalman that maybe for hats, a davar shachol, a hat, maybe not. Maybe those kinds of things are not appropriate to put on the shulchan. So we should be a little careful. So that's why I think with what we sometimes lean here, so I think really should be taking that off right after laning, because even if you want to argue Siddurim, but I was nervous to say Tachron, I was davening for the Amud and it was here. I don't know. If it's a tachron, I'm not sure that's okay to say tachron on top of it, or certainly not, maybe not pens to leave around. So this is, this is a real halacha from this Gemara of Tashmish Kedusha. So we have to be careful in how we treat these things that are used for Kisvei HaKodesh, to use for the Sefer Torah. Okay. Now let's get to the discussion that we've been waiting for about the Tosfos. And the Ritzuos. So, The sugya begins with the Gemara Menachos. I send you guys to the Gemara Menachos. Let me just grab one over here. And, okay, we got a big one here. Big one. And this is a lot of the halachas of Tzilin, by the way, are in this parak in Menachos, in the third parak in Menachos. And the Gemara there has a comment, Kesher shel Tfilin halachal Moshe Misinai. So the Kesher of the Tfilin, the knot of the Tfilin, is halachal Moshe Misinai. Now, what does that mean when the Gemara says that the Kesher shel Tfilin is halachal Moshe Misinai? What about it is halachal Moshe Misinai? What do you say? The what?
How to
tie it. What's significant about how to tie it?
Rashi
has the letter. So Rashi says that the kesher shel tefillin, part of the halacha of Moshe Misinai, is that we're supposed to make it into a certain form. So with the knot we have in the back of the shel rosh and the knot we have in the shel yad make a dalet and a yud, and that together with the shin that we have on the box or on the cloth, not exactly clear what Rashi means there, but pashas that shin that we have on the box of the shel rosh, so that the shin and the dalet and the yud, that's one of the shemas of Hashem. So we're spelling the name of Hashem out in that way. And that seems to be the halacha Moshe Misinai of what to do with the ritzuos, the kesher shel tefillin. That's how Rashi learns. And it's because, and then the Gemara continues and talks about v'ra'u kol mei ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra lecha. There's a concept that the tefillin shel rosh are going to put fear into the nations of the world. The story is told about the Vilna Gaon that how does the story go? The Gra, so he was in jail or something at some point, and somehow I forgot exactly the detailed story. May have been, you know the story. So the Vilna Gaon was in jail or something, and somehow whatever it was, the authorities, they came, they wanted to give him a hard time, and he was wearing his tefillin, and then they just backed away. So the other people asked him, you know, what was it? How did he get them to not bother? He said, I was wearing my tefillin. The Gemara says, Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'Yoram Mecca. So the next day, the other guy said, oh, great chap, I'm putting my tefillin. And he put on his tefillin, and they gave him an even bigger beating than they did before. So he came to the Vilna Gaon, and he said, he told me the tefillin shorosh, that's gonna ward off the enemies. So he said that apparently the Gro is Medai. Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Elazar HaGadol Omer, Eilu Tefillin Shebirosh. That it's a tefillin that, it's not just merely the tefillin on your head, it's tefillin that are in your head. I mean, if the whole concept and the emunah and the divrei Torah that the tefillin represent, if those are in your head, those are really a part of you, then you have the promise that tefillin shel rosh will be cause fear, put fear into the eyes of the goyim. So it's not just, you just put on tefillin, it's more than, it's what the tefillin represent. If that is really a part of you, that's when you get this v'ra'u kol mei amei ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra lecha. But yor mimek, so I'll go upon him. The people are, we have this idea that the tefillin shel rosh represents this message that it's going to send out to the nations of the world. So what's the message? Why is that what sends the message of the name of Hashem? So Rashi says, continuing in his pshat, that, well, in the tefillin shel rosh you have the shin and the dalet, so you have most of the letters of the shem Hashem, and that's what this pasuk is referring to. Which leads Tosos and Menachos and other places, and Tosos right here in Megillah, to be bothered by a question. If the Ritzuos, if the tefillin straps are spelling out the Shem Hashem, there's a Dalet and a Yud, so then that's Kedusha, right? We said anytime you're connecting to Divrei Torah, to Shem Hashem, that's going to be Kedusha. Yet what does the Gemara say one of the examples of Tashmish Kedusha is? Ritzuos. The Gemara says Ritzuos is Tashmish Kedusha. So how does that fit if the Shem Hashem is on the Ritzuos? So why are Ritzuos Tashmish Kedusha? Who saw some answers? So we're not really concerned.
What? So if you
good. So let's take one step at a time. So let's just Tosfos here and the Ran even more strongly. Tosfos and the Ran, they just reject Rashi. They just say no, the whole thing is not true. It's not really true. That's not part of the halacha of Moshe Misinai. What is the? How does he say it? So first of all, regarding the Ran says it more clearly. The Ran says that that's not the halacha moshina. What's the halacha moshina of kesher shel tefillin? How does he say? Now the truth is, they do say the kesher is referring to the way you tie it, that you're going to have the dalet and the yud. However, they don't. They learn it doesn't have the doesn't. Let's just say it this way: where did this issue come from that it should be at all shem Hashem? Maybe like Adam's saying. If you look at Rashi, just telling you the form of the knots. So the truth is, the Gemara says that we said before, what's going to cause the fear in the eyes of the Goyim? The Gemara says, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha. You have the name of Hashem, and the name of Hashem is referring to the Tefillin Shebarosh. So in what way is the name of Hashem referring to the Tefillin Shebarosh? It's because you have the Chin and the Down. That's the name of Hashem. So that's what's causing us all our problems. It seems to be the Shem Hashem, that should be Kedusha. Tosos reinterprets that, and the Ran as well. No, that's not what it means. What it means is Tefillin Shebarosh. It's not the shin and the dal, it's just the tefillin shebarosh represent the Shem Hashem. That represents Torah. We know what's inside of the tefillin shebarosh. So it's just the tefillin shebarosh have that because that's what's seen. The halacha is the tefillin sheyad actually supposed to be covered up. It's the chal os v'lo lachirim os. That's a more private os. It's closer to the heart. The tefillin shebarosh, that is out for everyone to see. That is a public declaration of our commitment to Hashem. So that's the Shem Hashem that's going to be seen. So the Tosos completely reinterpret that Gemara, or have a different interpretation of that Gemara, and reject. I thought in the Ran, I'm not seeing it right now, I thought in the Ran it was more of a complete rejection. Give me 1 second. Yeah, from my impression from the Ran, maybe you have to look at this more carefully. My impression from the Ran is that he just thinks the whole thing is not true. Maybe, you know, the Dalit, does anyone, especially if you have the box, does it really look like a Dalit? It's hard to, you have to have some imagination to see it as a Dalit. The Dalit is like the string is coming down like this, and it continues like that, so it's a Dalit, and I never would have thought, until I learned a little bit about Hillel Tefillin, and I had Tefillin for a lot of years, I never thought about a Yud. When I saw my little knot over here, I just figured it was a knot. So you have to have some imagination to say like Rashi. And I thought, it comes out from the mind, just, the whole thing's not true. You have Keshe Shel Tefillin Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There's a way to tie the tefillin. Is it the osios? Is it supposed to be letters? Not, maybe not necessarily. It could be the Rav B'Chlal doesn't hold this whole concept of the knots having any form. So that's one possibility. Definitely the most extreme way to say it is completely reject Rashi. Then, possibility number two is like Adam said. Also, to just say that the letters are not, this is what Tosafot Menachah says, it's not really letters. It has the form of letters, but it doesn't have actually halacha of the Shem Hashem. And therefore, we don't have any issues of Kedusha. It has to be really considered halachic sav, halachic writing, in order to have halacha of Shem Hashem. And maybe along those lines, the Ritva and the Ramban and Shabbos, which also has another Gemara which addresses this. So they say that you're going to tell me this is writing? What is writing? Writing is ink on paper. This is a knot that you can untie. Where have we heard that something you can just undo like that? Erasing, you have that concept, but you can untie something and undo the form of the letter. That's considered ksav, api halacha. Ksav is high standards in halacha. What's considered actual writing? And therefore, this may be what Tosafot Menachah is saying, but they just reject also the concept. It can't be this considered the Shem of Hashem. Now, if we take all this, and we go, and I didn't get into the Gemara and Shabbos, but that's, Tosos deals with that as well, as supporting, for Tosos that supports his approach. Now, they're really two gear cells in the Gemara and Shabbos, but okay. But the question is, we were asking for about the tefillin bags. So what should be the status of our tefillin bags? So what do you say based on all this? based on everything that we know. Tashmish seems to be, because you have Ritzuos, is Tashmish Kedusha. It's, you know, on the tefillin. You have the box, which we're gonna say it's Tashmish Kedusha, and now the bag is Tashmish to Tashmish. Right? And the Gemara, like we pointed out before, the Gemara calls it Tashmish Kedusha, but it all matters, you know, you have to reassess in every place and time. However, there is one Shita that we didn't mention yet that would throw into question this whole point. And that is the Shita of the Bach. The Bach is the other major commentary on the Torah. The Torah on the side of the Torah, you have the Beis Yosef, which is the Shulchan Aruch's commentary on the Torah, and you have the Bach on the other side. And the Bach suggests, to explain Rashi Shita, again, we said Rashi, I could call them the Os, I could call them real letters. He says, yeah, the letters are real letters. The Dalet is a real Dalet. The Yud is a real Yud. I, the Gemara Megillah, calls it Tashmish Kedusha. What's the pshat? The rest of the Ritzu is Tashmish Kedusha. That one spot is Kedusha. That spot, the Kesher, the Dalet is Kedusha. The Kesher of the Yud is real Kedusha. The rest of the Ritzu, yeah, that's Tashmish Kedusha. That's not such a big deal. So that's what the Bach says. If that's the case, then this is, in the Piskei Tshuvos, they quote this Shita. If this is the case, then we would have to view the tefillin bag, and the Prima Gadim actually quotes this Bach, then we have to view the tefillin bag as Tashmish Kedusha, because the tefillin bag, the Kesher is outside of the box. So the Kesher of the Shel Rosh and the Kesher of the Shel Yad are outside of the box, and the Tashmish bag, and sorry, the tefillin bag is in direct contact with those real osios. That's what the Piskei Tshuvos quotes from the Minchas Elazar, based on this Bach, which is quoted by the Prima Gadim. However, so that would be a chiddush. None of the Rishonim say this. I sent you Tosla in Iran, and if you look at Tosla Menachos, and you could see also the Ramban and the Ritva in Shabbos and the Rashba, all in the Sugis in Shabbos on Daf Chaf Ches, they all don't assume this way. They all have different answers. It seems that they either reject Rashi completely or reinterpret Rashi that, like Adam was saying, it doesn't really mean this is really a halachic sav. So according to all of those Rishonim, the bag would be, as we said before, not it would be Tashmish to Tashmish. And Nafgamina, could you put in, you know, people want to put in a tefillin marker, people want to put in a mirror, things like that. You could make a Tanai, like we said, you could make a Tanai, but otherwise it would be maybe a problem. And I saw the other day in the Dir Shemishabur, they quote from Rav Yashiv, this is what he held. So they held it should be considered Tashmish to Tashmish. Again, the Bach is just one opinion. It doesn't seem to be the mainstream opinion. Yes, Jack? Oh, so the plastic, for sure, even if you say the tefillin bag is Tashmish, for sure the plastic is Tashmish to Tashmish. That's for sure not a problem to put some things in the plastic bag. Was that a question? Okay. We'll stop here. We'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Continue in the Gemara. We will probably get into the discussion here about a shul, making a shul into a Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaMedrash into a shul, a little bit about that. We'll see how far that takes us. Continue in the Gemara.